Hello, good morning. I hope you're enjoying yourself. And if it's later in the day, I hope you have a nice glass of water, cup of tea, or beverage of your choice. And you get to listen, or you're on a walk, whatever it is. This is Dr. Caroline Walrad. I'm going to tell you a story today. And it's about iris scanning of you who fly, maybe even often, or you're concerned about your health. You don't like those great big scanners that go around your body and taking off your shoes and taking out your computer. And if you fly, you know what I'm talking about. It's not fun unless you get into your moment by moment, stay in the present. But generally when you're anxious to get on there, you're looking around and you're looking to make sure that you have everything in line, et cetera, et cetera. So what I did sign up for many years ago, which was a big savings, was the TSA PreCheck. The TSA is evidently a government program that must go through and make sure I'm an okay person, that I haven't been in prison or whatever they're looking for, but I passed. And I like it because I get to take off. I don't have to take off. I do not, when I fly, have to take off my shoes. I do not have to do all the things you normally do. The computer can stay where it is. Everything can stay. And I don't go through this big scanner. I actually get to walk through, say hello to the person on the other side. They usually don't smile, and get my luggage and go. Now, I have the story. The story is when I did get my application, I filled it out, and I had to make an appointment at the airport, which I did at the airport because I was about to leave, excitedly so. I'm looking forward to go seeing my son and his family. So it was a great trip, looking forward to it. And I planned ahead to have that appointment so I would be on time for my plane. Well, at the table, an offset table in the airport, was a military lady. She was dressed as a military person, didn't ask questions, but she was rather strict. Her body was straight. And if you know what I mean, I followed and I said, yes, ma'am, I will do what you say. So I did my fingerprints. And then she said, I need your picture. So take a look at this dot right here. And when I did, she's darn, I couldn't get your eyes. And at the time before she took the picture, I'm sending her lots of love. You have to understand. I thought she needed some good heartfelt energy, some good vibrations or some good frequencies. And so I sent it to her and couldn't get my eye shot. I said, okay, she says, let's do it again. Stand right there. We're going to get it. Okay. Took it. She goes, I can't get your eyes. And I'm going, oh, man, you really need something. She took the picture. And at that point, I was not in love. I was not. It was a split second. She got me. She's got it. So when you do your iris recognition, I'm sure you go buy some meat. And you have to put your eye in there for you to pay for it. I'm not sure where it's going to go. I'm sure some of you have had that. You've had iris recognition because guess what? That iris, the colored portion around your eye, is very full of information. When I was going to get my PhD, one of the side courses I was able to take was iridology. In fact, I loved it so much, I took two courses of iridology. Iridology is fascinating in that every part of the iris can be mapped for different parts of the body and can actually illustrate where there's a weakness, a flaw, a disease, da, 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 da. You can see a lot with an iris. And there are professionals who do this with special cameras, and you can pay to have iris scans to give you an idea of your health. Now, isn't that interesting that they have now collected millions of iris scans for all kinds of reasons? And now, big problem that as I'm reading is that where are these iris scans stored? And they're stored, these called biometrics, iris biometrics. They're often collected and stored by third-party vendors. And that, of course, is a security problem. And where are the rules and regulations for that? In fact, at Carnegie Mellon University, they developed a long-range scanner that could even be used, listen to this, capture images from up to 40 feet away. So just wanted to give you my story. You have to scan your eye. Try giving them a lot of love and see if it goes through. Wouldn't that be interesting? How much power do we have in our heart? How much do we have in our heart to give to others in a form of protection for ourselves? Do you know that the military is using this for everything? They call it a B-12 database housed by a third-party vendor in an undisclosed location in San Antonio, Texas, and in three other disaster backup facilities. They say it's the largest database of its kind in North America. So who's collecting all this information about our health? It's a good question. The fingerprints don't give you that. Okay, guys, I had to give you this story because somebody just wanted to scan my eye and it reminded me that I really don't want it and I refused it. And maybe we'll need it someday just to eat. But give them lots of love in the process, okay? All right. Many, many good eyesights, lots of love, and I hope your vision's absolutely spectacular because you know that it is said that the light comes from the eye is the light of God. All right, take care.